WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It's summer, and an atmospheric phenomenon that comes with this season is haze. Haze is traditionally known as a combination of dust, smoke, and other dry particles that obscure the clarity of the sky. Haze is one of the WMO codes for horizontal obscuration, along with such things as fog, ice fog, mist, smoke, dust, volcanic ash, sand, and snow. Sources for haze particles include farming, as when plowing in dry weather, traffic, industry, forest fires, and peat field fires. Seen from a distance, such as from an approaching airplane, haze appears brownish, while mist is usually a bluish-gray. Whereas haze formation is a phenomenon of dry air, mist formation is a phenomenon of humid air. However, haze particles may act as condensation nuclei for later mist droplet formation. Haze often occurs when dust and smoke particles accumulate in relatively dry air and when weather conditions are stagnant and block the dispersal of smoke and other pollutants. Haze concentrations form a usually low-hanging shroud that impairs visibility and may become a problem for people with respiratory conditions. Industrial pollution can result in dense haze, which is often termed smog. One of the things that I don't care for during the summer months is when the sky takes on that milky appearance, and it's almost impossible to see even cumulus clouds. But the lack of mixing in the atmosphere and the stagnation of weather systems is the favored arena for haze. Okay, enough hazing going on here. If you have a question concerning the weather, email it to question@weatherbrains.com.